This is FCC News Bites for Wednesday, March 11th, 2015, right here on APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. The Federal Communications Commission has fined Optic Internet Protocol Incorporated, now Ferretta Georgia Telephone Company, $7,620,000 for changing consumers' long-distance carriers without their authorization, a practice commonly known as slamming, and placing unauthorized charges for service on consumers' bills, a process known as cramming. The FCC has also charged Optic Internet Protocol of submitting fabricated audio recordings that were used as proof that consumers had authorized the company to switch their carriers. FCC Chief of the Enforcement Bureau, Travis LeBlanc, said the FCC will enforce the law to the fullest extent possible to stop companies from taking advantage of consumers by switching their telephone carriers and placing charges on their telephone bills without authorization. Now, it's reported that the Enforcement Bureau had reviewed more than 150 complaints that were filed against Optic with the Federal Communications Commission, the Federal Trade Commission, various state regulatory agencies, as well as the Better Business Bureau. Consumers had complained that Optic switched their long-distance service provider without their authorization, and that they had never even heard of or spoken to the company before discovering the charges on their telephone bills. The consumers complained that they were also told by the company that they or someone in their household had authorized the service, when in fact, no one had done so. And based on the information provided, it appears Optic actually fabricated audio recordings in an effort to prove to the consumers the authorized changes in their services. However, when they played these bogus recordings for consumers, as well as produced them for law enforcement, the recordings did not in any way relate to the consumers at issue. Including these actions, the commission has now taken nearly 30 enforcement actions for cramming and slamming in the past 5 years. These actions have generated more than $90 million in penalties and are slated to return more than $200 million to consumers. If you want more information about the FCC's rules protecting consumers from authorized charges on their phone bills, be sure to check out the FCC Consumer Guide, Cramming, Unauthorized, Misleading, or Deceptive Charges Placed on Your Telephone Bill. You can get more information about this and other communications issues by visiting the FCC's consumer website at fcc.gov or contact the FCC's Consumer Center by calling 1-888-CALL-FCC. Copies of the forfeiture order and notice of apparent liability are on file with the FCC, Consumer and Governmental Affairs Bureau, Consumer Inquiries and Complaints Division, 445 12th Street Southwest, Washington, D.C., 20554, or on their website at www.fcc.gov. For the Avaya Podcast Network, this has been FCC News Bites. This is Fletch. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time right here on APN, the Avaya Podcast Network.
The preceding podcast has been brought to you by the Avaya Podcast Network. Executive producer, Jean Turgeon, a.k.a. JT. Producer and LATAM correspondent, Guadalupe Eugenie. Our program and creative director is Fletch. And the APN legal correspondent is attorney Martha Beyer. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @Avaya_APN. And visit Avaya.com/APN on the web, where you can download all of our content. For the Avaya Podcast Network, this is Spider Harrison, the official voice dude of APN.
The preceding content is copyrighted by the Avaya Podcast Network. Broadcast or retransmission is permitted with attribution. Your actual mileage may vary. Batteries are not included. I'm a professional announcer on a closed course. Do not try this at home.